From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. There's no shortage of dangers on the Mississippi River. Pitfalls include fast currents, submerged trees, and sometimes toxic waters. But for more than two decades, a canoe company in the Gulf South has been working to teach kids not to be afraid of the country's primary waterway. For the Gulf States Newsroom, Danny MacArthur takes us on a ride down the river with a group of kids learning both about outdoor adventure and efforts to help protect the mighty Mississippi.
Nearly two dozen kids filled three canoes on a Saturday spring morning near Helena, Arkansas. They call themselves
Mighty Mighty Quapaws!
It's the Mississippi!
17-year-old Jade Stokes helps paddle as the sun shines overhead.
I want to come every time, but I'll just complain every time, but I still like it. I just forget how hot it be and just... Like, I think about this part, not about the canoeing part.
She says being out on the river is like an escape, away from the city and all the other distractions in her life.
My phone barely works out here, so I'm not on my phone, just them and water and fruits and stuff. So it's like taking me away from the actual world.
Trips like this are common for the Quapaw Canoe Company. Its name comes from the Native American tribe whose ancestral homelands were along the Mississippi River, before the U.S. government forced them out of their territories. Quapaw's goal is to teach kids to respect the river. Clarksdale, where the company's main base of operations are in Mississippi, is a predominantly Black community. So getting people involved also means helping expose youth of color to the great outdoors. 17-year-old Jadarius Carter was 11 when he took his first trip down the river.
I was kind of scared. I thought I was going to die because I didn't know how to swim yet.
Carter and the other kids are here as part of Spring Initiative, an after-school program based in Clarksdale.
And then I started actually coming more and more on canoe trips and more like that, being on the river, because I end up starting liking nature.
After 9 miles of paddling, the group arrives at Montezuma Island. River guides say it was created by a sinking steamboat of the same name. The kids help pull the canoes onto the sand and then take a break with a picnic lunch. John Rusky started the Quapaw Canoe Company 25 years ago. In that time, they've done thousands of wilderness expeditions by canoe, kayak, or paddleboard along the lower Mississippi River.
We're creating a culture of Clarksdale youth who have fun in a place that they've been told to fear their whole life. You know?
After about an hour or so resting on the island, the group paddles to Montezuma Landing, about half the distance back to Clarksdale.
Are you guys going to say bye to our guides?
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Rusky says, with climate change and more extreme weather events, it's becoming extra important for everyone to learn to do a better job of taking care of the environment.
Kids that were taken out in the water today will become the next generation of adults who are living near and making decisions about this great waterway and all of its wild and wonderful beauty.
And they've taken on apprentices, like Valencia Metcalf. She's 26 now, but started when she was 16. She says canoeing taught her to not be scared of the river and instead appreciate nature more.
And I know water can't talk, but just sitting out there, it used to make me so emotional. Like, it felt like nature was speaking to me.
She doesn't canoe much these days, but says she still thinks about her experience with Quapaw in little ways, like not littering.
Everything that goes on the ground, if you don't throw it away, it goes to the river. And that affects the fish living in the water and everything.
Back on the Mississippi, the kids are building new memories in the canoes, singing Mariah Carey. And in 1 to 2 weeks, there will be another group of kids on the river, learning to make their own connections with the Mississippi. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Danny MacArthur.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.